Deep Flatus, the special features from theflatusshow.com.
To tell the truth, I feel fine. I did it on purpose.
Frage, Frage. Den Westwind frage, was wiet und wimmert.
From under one of them.
From under one of them.
to say. A few years back, I stole the Charmant from under one of those. Let me tell you, I haven't seen hide nor hair of him since. How come, you ask? Well, to tell the truth, at one point he started playing pranks on me. After being with me through thick and thin, without the slightest rhyme or reason, then and there. But I was cool, calm, and collected. I've got enough gumption to take the plunge and to tell him where to go.
Big boy,
I said,
I'm turning the tables on you. You blew the bit, and now you will have to bite the bullet.
That was a pretty bitter blow to his ego, and he started to spit and sputter. Let's talk turkey, he said. You know, he said, it takes two to tango.
If you stop ranting and raving and act like you're a first-class passenger in a civilized society, you will see why life is worth living.
But his double-dealing behind my back had gotten my goat beyond belief. I knew it was all part and parcel of his plan to make me sink or swim. I'd have beaten him black and blue, but he was too bowled over to make a move. So I just hit the grit. And I've been peddling my own papers ever since, and I'm all out gung-ho happy about it, too. As a matter of fact, whoever tries to tamper with my life is asking to have his head handed to him.
In this divine frog!
You don't have to be a walking encyclopedia to be a stupendous success. But I'll bet you dollars to donuts I have my fair share of worldly wisdom and courage. Really and truly. It's a wild flight of fancy to think that you can be free in front of an audience while cold hopes swarm like worms within my living clay. Oh, Adonais! Oh, Carpathia! Hi! Hi! Din vest vin ah! A labor of love, deep down the hallowed hour that is never at hand. But I am chained to time, and cannot thence depart from my dim and distant past, and fight the fate, and fight the... 9:20. Never knew such silence, as the old man said just before the end. The earth may be uninhabited, but my heart is full. Here I end, baby.
I.
But the fact of the matter is, there are sermons in stones, regardless of your race, color, and creed. Frankly speaking, you know that I'm going to pay the piper bit by bit. You know that, to thine own self be true, means that you can't stop stuffing your stiff neck.
I,
bah, humbug, brainwash into wishy-washy, shoe polish, slapstick, subservient pontificated tendencies of selective services, scrutinizing those only serve who only stand and sweat. For I stand, I.
Oh.
of Social Security and unemployment insurance that people can get lost. But it's true, they still do, they can still get lost. It's true, right under your eyes, all around the city, right under your eyes, all around the city. You wouldn't think in this age of psychoanalysis and modern housing developments that people can get lost. But it's true, they still do, they can still get lost. It's true, right under your eyes, all around the city, right under your eyes, all around the city.
While you busy bees are busy, busy buzzing in your hives, we are busy, busy leading our peculiar lives. We have no steady home address, no doorbell and no doormat. We live from day to day by our own ingenious format. You can't tell us from the solid folk. We look so neat and right, we take no handouts. All we need is enough to eat and a place to sleep at night. Subways are for sleeping, and so are so many other places. Lofts and cellars and fire escapes, car lots, museums and excavations. When the night comes creeping, find an empty baggage car. For if you know your way around, overhead and under, from the Jersey to the Long Island Sound, you can sleep wherever you are. Sleep wherever you are.
Glamorous jobs, fabulous clothes, openings, parties, and flowers. But when each evening ends, we come home to empty hours. We're here right under your eyes, many girls like me, caught in the wearing mixer, hoping for someone to set us free. When, oh when, will it be? When, oh when, will
Thank you. Marco Polo, a citizen of Venice, in the year 1271, sailed away to the eastern horizon to see what I could find behind the sun.
You may be contented to sit beside a single doyot tree and never look beyond one meadow and a pond and never even ask what's over there. Not me. So long as there's one hidden harbor, one corner of the world I've yet to see, the thought of what I'll find goes moving through my mind. Tomorrow and tomorrow, who knows where I'll be. Beyond the sunrise, what suns may shine in some far distant skies, bluer than mine. Beyond tomorrow, where will I stand? What wind will warm my hand? In what strange foreign land? The star I follow, future's beckoning, and I must go beyond the sunrise and over the sea to whatever fortune waits for me.
Who knows where he would be?
Beyond the sunrise, what new day smiles? What towers may blind his eyes? What coral lies beyond the land's end with sails unfurled? Where will his ship be hurled? In what uncharted world?
The stars may darken, the wind blow chill. I'll follow still beyond the sunrise to watch us may be, and whatever fortune waits for me.
Certes, m'intimide beaucoup.
Pourquoi, Vincent, ai-je de plus pour toi?
De plus, et qu'un oiseau d'adieu qui vole et fend l'espace. De plus que le grillon caché dans le sillon. Sinon, la bonté même et le chant la grâce de mes ennuis par un refrain moqueur, ma sonnette parfois.